I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, August 6, 2012, to order. And would like to call on Helen Souti to extend and offer an opening prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we are so thankful for your love and your mercy. We pray right now as things go on, Lord, that you would direct and guide us. We pray as the election tomorrow, Father, that your will be done, that you would give direction, and that we as a nation could come together as one. We pray, Lord, that you would just bless each thing that's said and done today and each one that's here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meetings minutes.
Motion for approval of July 30th. Minutes, I think that's going to be 2012.
As amended?
As amended. Correction in a minute.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated July 30th, 2012 as corrected and amended. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Checks 329947 to 329330233024. And were we going to hold that one, Ron?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. 330026 and warrants 5657 and 5658. The transfers from B&G to Road and Bridge for mowing and weed eating, I guess, and transfer from transfer station to R&B.
I'll second that motion with one notation. We have one bill that's to Fabica Southwest Company, and it's PO number 201207-0241. And we need to note that this is an emergency purchase. It is a piece of equipment that exceeds our bidding requirements, but Road and Bridge has to have it. There's only one company to purchase it from, and they, in fact, have made the repairs to that. We need to work with Mr. Erickson and with other departments on how we best go about this, even though there is only one company to purchase. Unless they've been designated as sole source provider, there's still bidding procedures that we have to follow. And I want us to sit down and come up with how we can do this better as an emergency situation. So, Ron, I'll charge the commission and you with us doing that so we can work together to come up with that procedure.
There's make one comment on that, Ron. We'll probably try to do that by brand name because a lot of these pieces of equipment have warranties on them, and those warranties will not be any good with another piece of equipment attached to a certain brand name of equipment. So that's the way we'll approach that when it comes time.
Yes, sir. But I want you to note for us on the purchases within the minutes that that's been designated as an emergency purchase. The motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 329947 through 330023 and 330024 through 330026. Warrants number is 5657, 5658. Transfer from B&G to R&B, that's building and ground to Roads and Bridge, and a transfer from the transfer station to Road and Bridge. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Erickson, we have bid recommendations on the agenda.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning. We have a bid out on mail services 201206-186 that was put out in June and opened on July the 19th. And our county collector, Ms. Sheila Wyatt, is here to assist us with a recommendation regarding that process. She has spent a commendable amount of time researching this and talking to the two vendors that responded, and has a little bit of information here to share with us this morning on a recommendation.
Would you do me a favor before you do? Would you read through that numbering one more time?
Yeah. 201206-186 Mail Services.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sheila?
I'd like to comment that it looks like our presiding commissioner has been wounded.
You didn't know my wife was a professional knife thrower, did you?
She needs to work on it.
Yeah, that was close enough.
Okay. Initially, when I opened just the front page of the bid, it appeared to be a huge difference in the two between the TMT and the Ozark mailing. I took and did a little spreadsheet on each item of where this one was positive, this one was negative. And going through that, the difference turns out to be 0.017 cent that Ozark mailing would be more, with the understanding that the inserting of the merchant's license, they would charge for that. And if we inserted $2,000, that would be $700. But the big issue to me was the mailing, and that was the big difference in the front page of the bid. But if you, the page that I gave you, gentlemen, if they had quite a bit of data, and I read through it all and highlighted some things, and in the mailing, in that, they discuss different prices in the mailing, where they go from 34.7 to 37.1 to 40.4. I had put a call in to the company to discuss this, and I didn't hear back, so last week ago, Sunday, I believe, I emailed, and he called on Monday of last week, and the sheet that you have is what they would be charging, not the front sheet that was in the bid. So I don't have a way to know where their bid depends on the address as to whether if there's a space in it, like when the assessor types it in, if they leave a space in the name of the town or something, it will throw it out into a different category. The 35 cents that he put on that bid is if everything is perfect with the barcode. Where Ozark mailing bid 0.424, period. Without, I thought I'd speak with the IT department. Is there any way that you can run a, no, there's no way that they can run those addresses because they don't match with the Postal Service database to know what's going to be considered. So, and based on the fact that Polk County, Jasper County, Stone, and Christian have all done this procedure with Ozark mailing and are quite satisfied, I will say that I called some of the vendors from the TMT in Oregon was the one I spoke with, and they're located just 35 miles from this. They spoke very highly with them, said everything was great, and it was really a plus for them. Due to a little of the unknown, I would be more comfortable going with the Missouri-based company, Ozark Mailing. But based on that, I respect whatever you gentlemen say, and we will work with either one.
So it's your recommendation to go with Ozark Mailing?
Yes, sir.
Motion to go with the approval recommendation of the collector on Ozark Mailing as a mailing service.
I'll second that. Discussion? Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid to Ozark Mailing as per recommendation of the collector. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for this breakdown and your work on this issue. Yours too, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you. Thanks, Sheila.
What do you want of this?
I don't know. I'll do the bid tabs. Access.
Mr. Erickson.
Thank you. The next item I have for a recommendation on is the one that's been a kind of an ongoing project. It's jail shower improvements. This was a bid that we opened in February, and we had several extenuating circumstances. It's bid number 201201-162. 201201-162. The sheriff is here with me this morning to discuss some of the details. Basically, we've had an ongoing issue at the jail involving overflow. Water was running into various different locations that it shouldn't have. We put this out for bid. It went out on January the 14th and was open on February the 16th, so it was out for a full month. I sent it to, I called dozens of plumbers. I've made formal bid invitations to a lot of these plumbers. We had one response from Kimberling City Plumbing, and their representative is also here today, but initially it was discovered that there may be other requirements to correct the situation than just a plumbing issue. So to remind the commission of what occurred, the commission had instructed me to get with this entity, this one vendor who responded, put the bid award process on hold, and asked him to engage in an experimental repair on two different stalls and locations, working closely with Sheriff Russell. That process, again, has been somewhat delayed and ongoing and is completed as of now. And we're prepared to recommend that this vendor move forward and complete the remaining stalls with the amended cost issues that I'll discuss in detail along with the sheriff. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, just like you were saying, what the engineers had recommended didn't work, and we've come up with a solution that is working. Kent with Cameron Plumbing has installed it in two of our showers, an upstairs shower and a downstairs one of our day rooms. And the solutions that we've come up with are working. So
the cost factors are $24.50 per pair, which brings the grand total to approximately $34,300 to correct all 28 showers. And again, this gentleman is here. He has shown good faith from the initial opening of the bid. He had brought some things to light here that I might remind the commission, you all three commended him on his honesty and being blunt about certain things and certain aspects of this project. He has done this work on good faith and has not even submitted an invoice to us yet on the experimental part. So if you have any questions for him, he's come over this morning.
I do. I've got a question. I want to move forward with this. Everything is, if Jimmy says it's acceptable and everything, but I do think that we probably need to have an engineering firm or something if we have to pay for a stamp of approval or something on the project. Let them look at it and stamp it, and we'll pay a fee to them or whoever wants to do that. I don't. We had
one do that, and yeah, their solution was no good.
I know, and I know, Jimmy, but I want.
Well, right now we're in the middle of the bid process, and even though it's been stretched out, we asked for and we accepted bids, and we have the ability, I think, to award the bid. I think what you're referring to is a question that's been brought to the commission's attention in the last couple of months as an additional step. But I'm ready to move forward and have that done during the process. What is the name of the company, Jimmy?
That's doing the work, Kimberlin City Plumbing.
Yeah. Kimberlin City Plumbing?
Right.
Do you think there's a possibility that we could get what I'm asking for from someone that you know, a stamp of approval of from?
He's talking about architectural engineering.
I've worked with several engineers, engineering firms before, and I'm all one of them. However, what we're doing is it's almost an architectural fix. It's not really. We're pouring concrete. We're raising up the pads.
I understand everything about what you're doing.
Yeah.
We have.
It's a fix to an existing situation.
Right.
We have an organized group of architects, engineers, surveyors, and so on and so forth that we have had. Basically, I'll just notice come to us that we needed.
Yeah, I understand.
And you understand because you've probably been through it.
Well, he has a copy of the plans, and I do too right here. Hand Architect had done this work, and I'm not sure who engaged them. It wasn't my department, but I had talked and communicated with Joan Hand, the chief architect who gave these recommendations back when. And, you know, we could make a call to her. I would recommend
just as
her.
I'm going to make a promotion for approval with the seal of an architect or engineer on the thing. And I'm ready to go forward.
I'll second. Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid to Kimberlin City Plumbing with Danny's comment that we need to pursue the signature from the architect and discussion. Is that
it?
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, thank you for your
thank
work
you.
On this.
And
sir,
to
you especially, we thank you for your patience, for working with us to find a solution that we needed.
Anything for me?
You know, Ron, following that, I'll chat with you about what this is exactly that Dan has brought up. And
certainly.
But the letter stating we have done this, signed by that architect, is what's needed. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dan. Come on in, Mark, if you're ready.
Ricky had come in. It was sticking to the side of the box.
You're still right there.
And I just stuck it back on the closest one there, and I guess that was it.
You had it to the right one. I'm not sure the documentation. You showed it on the head.
Actually, I think that there is an agreement in place that's been signed by the County Commission, City of Hollister, and the sewer district on this, at the recommendation of the sewer district. This is for the sewer plant over in Hollister.
Mm-hmm.
We should be paying what they actually spend out there, right? I mean, I don't know what the agreement is. That's why I'm saying I'm not here to document it.
We went through there's another procedure in place besides this one, Rick, that was an intergovernmental agreement signed between the sewer district, the City of Hollister, and Taney County for this. And attached to that is what you're asking for. It didn't have this attached to it, but it's the agreement itself. That was also approved before it came to us by council from both the city and from the county. And you're at your...
Like this, it's been 1920. total $60,178.
You're thinking they asked for their full amount of their sewer monies?
It looks to me like they asked for $70,000. Well, I don't know who decided $70,000, whether that was approved before or what, but if they only spent this much, it doesn't make sense to me that we paid $70,000. See what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly.
So if you can make sure that that's appropriate, and I think, you know, I've got to have a little documentation.
Helen, if you're listening, could you come to the commission? Agenda request review, Dan. The county clerk has requested we set a public hearing to set the tax levy for Taney County. Lynn, do you know how many days are necessary for advance warning of a public hearing for this notice? My suggestion is that we set this. Oh, she's recommended August 20th for the hearing, so that gives us plenty of time. That allows her to put the ad in the paper. So let's put this on the agenda for August 20th.
Okay. I should be back by then.
Did Rick get hold of you? Hold this for a few minutes so I can talk to you rather than pay that. Thank you. Danny, we have Boys Camp Road improvements.
What is it?
It is a request for approval of a pay application, and they recommend payment of this application in the amount of $58,290.88.
I went down and looked at the road this past week. Friday, I believe it was. Is it a stage? There's a certain stages to be paid in.
Yeah, they have it. They have it set up for the amount that is due, and they've held out the amount they're supposed to hold out.
Is that HDR?
And it is. And they have asked us to approve this and move it forward. So if I sign these, then it will go through the accounts payable process.
Okay. And that just be put on the agenda for?
It'll just be a part of
AV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, I think formally, if you would make a motion to approve the application for payment number 2 regarding this project, I'll second that.
Contract has already been approved.
Administratively, I could do it because we've already been through the.
Well, I'll make a motion that you.
If you want me just to sign, I can do it that way. And it goes through accounts payable. We can approve it then.
Let's just do that. I went down and checked on the progress of the project. Like I said, I think it was last Friday. One day last week.
JAG Intergovernmental Agreement and Department of Justice letter.
That's something we do annually, just put that on the agenda, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, let's set this for next Monday.
Why not the 20th? But when we're doing that other one, isn't that on the Monday also?
Yes. The reason would be that this one is time sensitive and we need to
Alrighty.
Do it ASAP, it says on the notes they've given me.
That's good.
Approval of executive session minutes. You want to look at those?
I haven't looked at them yet. So.
I mean, do we want to look at those next Monday? Or?
Let's look at those and get those approved. You might move that back, Ron, because Ron, Jim won't be here, and he's made some.
20th?
Yes.
Dan Ream with MoDOT.
Yes.
Salt and fuel purchase.
I got that note from Mr. Cotty in a letter. He just walked out. I'm going to have a discussion about that with him.
Want to do it on the 20th when Jim is here as well? Or do you want to do it next Monday?
It's for winter time and stuff, so the 20th is fine.
Dale Avenue Boat Launch?
We can have a discussion about that, but I don't know whether he's covered enough bases, and I don't think we're going to purchase any property from him. It'll be the first time that they've asked us for purchase of property. But you can bring it up for discussion on the 20th if you want to, because I'm not going to make that decision.
We did the levy setting for the 20th, correct? I need your help on this. Can you take a look at this? On the first letter here from Donna, it asks to have, she recommends the August 20th for the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like she's run a legal notice for the September 8th for the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you clear that up
mm-hmm.
for me?
She
I think that we have to have them set prior to September 1.
Okay.
So you might make a special note on that when we find out. Anything else, Dan, for agenda request review? Next order of business is to go into executive session.
Yes.
With counsel, and it is past time.
It's past time, so.
Oh, you may have it there.
Yeah. Motion to go into executive section. Executive session, section 610.021, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second. Motion has been made and second to go into executive session pursuant. Missouri Revised Statutes 610.021 subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session. This will be the last order of business for the county for the day, so we won't be back on air today.